A lot of excitement happening in Chapel Hill, too, and for that, we are joined by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and Amanda Fletcher of the Town of Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation for our biweekly visit. Is it biweekly, or because there's biannual and biennial, mm-hmm, where one is twice a year and one is every other year. Do we have it twice a week versus every
we're
other week?
We're twice a month, so.
We're twice a month, yeah, so bi-monthly?
Sure.
I don't even know.
There you go.
Meg McGurk, Amanda Fletcher, thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, how's it going? So, what's going on downtown? First of all, how are we beating the heat this week?
We are staying inside.
We are staying inside. Yeah, for the most
water.
Part. Yeah, pretty standard.
Yep.
And going out, if we go out at all, it should be like in the evening or early in the morning. Right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Although there was, I went out for lunch today. I walked down to East Franklin Street to get lunch, and there were just a ton of people out.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
all the
good,
camps
yeah.
and orientation that are happening with campus.
And the Pokemon going.
And the Pokemon going.
Oh, God, yes,
there are
yeah.
still a lot of people out.
No rest for the Pidgeys on Pokemon going.
Hopefully the Pidgeys are hydrating. So
hopefully,
I don't even know what a Pidgey is. But.
Oh, they're everywhere. Everywhere. You cannot catch them all because they just keep spawning. It's ridiculous.
Right.
All right, so what's going on downtown? We got a really cool event coming up on Thursday, and it's outdoors, but it's at night, so it's not going to be too hot. It's Movies Under the Stars, and it's not going to be too hot, but the movie is because we got the good one this week.
Yeah, that's right. This week we're showing Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Yes.
So the brand new Star Wars. Ooh. We're kicking off at 6 o'clock, which is a few hours earlier than we normally do, and we're going to have lots of activities. We've got characters. First 25 people get lightsabers.
Nice.
We've got face painters. All sorts of activities. Mm-hmm. Kidzoo will be out there doing a kids activity. We've got a photo booth.
Misting
wow.
tent.
Yeah.
We have
Misting
a general,
tent's important.
Yes,
yeah.
Misting
so.
Tent will be the first thing we set up.
For the crew.
For the crew, yeah. No, man, we were there, and Amanda, the last time I saw you, I think, was on the 4th of July, which was also a really hot day when a lot of people were outside. And I know we got there. I was repping DSI that day for the watermelon contest, and we got there at 6 o'clock for the gates to open at 7, but the town people had been there all day long.
All day.
And they had been doing such amazing work to set up and do all of these things in all of that heat. So, yeah, that misting tent's important for them too.
Very, very.
Yeah. Cool. So that's going to be Thursday night, and that's on the Wallace parking deck, which is on Rosemary
and
Street.
And there are three Pokestops there.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Perfect. So
Pokemon Go all night.
We have some Star Wars themed Pokemon to catch, right?
I don't know. Can we do that?
I don't know. We could.
I don't know if we can, but they can.
Okay.
Get in touch with the Pokemon Go people.
We can put it out there.
I want to catch Kylo Ren. Come on. Cool. So what do people need to know about Movies Under the Stars? It's free.
It's free. Mm-hmm. Also free popcorn. Come on out.
Free parking.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We'll give out tokens for parking. And the movie starts generally about when the sun goes down. So we've been saying about 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
Yep. We start the movie. But you want to come early to enjoy those activities and also stake out your spot. So bring your own blankets or chairs up to the plaza, and you can lay those out. You can grab dinner from a downtown restaurant and come and eat it up on the plaza.
Of which there are many.
And we'll have Kona Ice out there.
Kona Ice will be there to also
awesome.
Keep you cool. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great night. We have a lot of fun doing the movies.
Very cool. And this is going to be a big one, too. I mean, it doesn't get bigger than Star Wars 7. So
it's a pretty huge crowd.
Yeah.
So come
excited.
On out. Bring your chair, blanket, stake out a spot, and enjoy what's going to be a really, really good movie. On Thursday night, again, 6 o'clock is when it all begins with the misting tent and the activities and the free popcorn and everything. Cool. And the lightsabers for people who show up first.
Yeah, you got to get there really early to get a
That's
lightsaber.
That's absolutely true.
Right. Yeah.
Can you go there, get the lightsaber, and then go to dinner and come back, or do you have
I mean,
to stay for the duration?
I guess we could work something out.
Sure.
I'm trying to plan my evening too. I'm so ditching the news at 6 o'clock and just like driving down and getting the lightsaber.
We could save you on air.
All right, there we go.
Yes.
Cool. All right, cool. So we're speaking with Meg McGurk and Amanda Fletcher, again, Town of Chapel Hill and Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Movies Under the Stars is this Thursday, but there's a lot of other events coming up. I know August is just around the corner. We're excited about that because...
Yes.
Lots of things.
The downtown pop-up farmer's market is returning to the 140 West Plaza. So this is a farmer's market that is led by the Chapel Hill Farmer's Market that normally has their Tuesday and Saturday market at University Place. But this is the second year in a row that we've done the downtown pop-up farmers market, and it's going to begin Thursday, August 25th, and run through Thursday, October 27th. So every Thursday, from 3 to 5:30 in the afternoon. So it's going to be an afternoon market.
Mm-hmm.
And this session, this go round, we have a lot more vendors that are participating, and a wide variety of vendors. So we're really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So there's a traditional kind of of vegetable and produce and fruits that many farmers markets have. But there's also lots of the baked goods, the prepared foods, breads, beer, cheese.
Nice.
There's even craft vendors that are going to be there and musicians. So it's really
awesome.
Like a, it is like a, an event. You know, come and hang out. You can do some samples. You can do some shopping.
That's
we're excited.
Really cool. Yeah. I love the these things that are happening downtown to just make Franklin Street more buzzing and exciting in the middle of the day. And it's also really cool too that you know we're getting we've been talking for years and years about why isn't there a grocery option downtown? Well, now we're getting some. We've got the pop-up market in August. We've got the little grocery next to Med Deli that's got all of that cool stuff. We've got Target coming. So we're making that happen.
That's right. There are more people downtown that are enjoying downtown, and this is what they want. And so we're meeting that need. It's fantastic.
And then fall is just around the corner, which means we also got to talk about Tar Heel Downtown, which is coming up on Friday, September 16th. Right?
That's right.
Yes. So we're doing it again, Tar Heel Downtown. It's our downtown.
You're so excited about this already. You have so much work to do between now and September.
I do. But we are really excited about it. This is our third installment of this type of Tar Heel Downtown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a night event on the 140 West Plaza. This year we've got Big Fat Gap playing.
So awesome.
Really excited about that. Yeah. And we'll have face painting, balloon artists, lots of kids activities. But the big thing is the pep rally and the marching band is going to come through.
Nice.
With the cheerleaders and do a little performance. So
right there on Franklin
How
Street.
How big of an event has this been? I know it probably varies because of with the weather, but how big of an event has this been in the past?
I mean, it draws thousands.
Yes.
Big crowd. Yeah.
Last year was tremendous, and so that we're kind of repeating that. And well, and UNC's football team had a tremendous,
pretty
season.
Good year last year.
So
yeah, and we didn't know it at the time. I don't think. Like we were just starting. I think they lost their one of those early games. And we're like, oh man, it's not going to be a good season. And then they just took off. So this year we see it coming.
That's
we know
true.
We're excited about it.
I think it's because
it.
We kicked off the season with this.
With the Tar Heel Downtown.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
so you guys should come again.
That's right.
Unless
taking
you want
full
like bad juju on the team. So.
For that trip.
We need everyone there.
Yeah.
For a good season. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's Friday, September 16th. Uh-huh. So mark your calendars for that. And that's going to be in the evening, right? Kind of
Yes. Yes. 6
to 9 p.m. At 140 West Franklin Street. That's going to be a lot of fun. So mark your calendars for that. Anything else coming up downtown? I know there's a lot going on.
Yeah. The rest of the Movies Under the Stars series on August 11th. We've got Men in Black. And August 18th, we got Space Jam.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
speaking of Tar Heel sports,
yeah,
we got Michael Jordan in there. Yeah,
is
that Men in Black one? The first one.
We're keeping it real old.
Keeping
school.
It real old school. Well, after Star Wars 7, you go back to the old school with Men in Black.
Right.
The
That's
original.
Kind of our
right.
old school month.
To do episode one of Men in Black is a good idea. To do episode one of Star Wars, maybe not so much. So we're doing episode 7 of Star Wars, and then Men in Black 1. I like it. Awesome. So where can people find out more about stuff going on downtown?
You can go to downtownchapelhill.com. Mm-hmm. We have all of these events listed there. That's our website. You can also go to the townofchapelhill.org and their Parks and Recreation page, a special events page, has all of this information as well.
All right. Sounds good. I've got to let you go. But Meg McGurk, Amanda Fletcher, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.